Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It's Travel Thursday. I'm here solo because Linda might call in if she's tuning in. Travel Thursday, and we will talk about the top travel apps, vacation, you know, it's important to find out what's going on right in your backyard, front yard, right in your own town or city, village, wherever you are. The top travel, staycation, and travel apps. That's what we would discuss. And my source is PC Magazine, an article that they published back in January. And those of you that might not have heard, City Council and the mayor, Honorable Mayor Chakwe Lumumba, they did reach a garbage contract agreement. Yay. So check mark that and deal with other issues so we can keep getting back on track. The city of Jackson, Mississippi, right here in the middle of the deep south, in between New Orleans and Memphis and Atlanta and Dallas, you know, Birmingham and all that. Yay, a win for the city, for the residents, most definitely, that we will not have a repeat of last year. And I cheered on the garbage guys when they came through today, and lady. I congratulated them and gave them a thumbs up, and then one guy brought my can all the way up the driveway where I was standing at the garage and gave him a big hug, and he was like, literally brought me to tears when he walked off. I said, yay, gave him a thumbs up, and he said, yes, I have a job for 6 more years. So the contract is for 6 years. So, you know, this shows us, the citizens, and those of you that travel and work in Jackson or would like to do work in Jackson, or would like to come and open businesses here in Jackson, Mississippi, you know, that just shows us how to handle the RFP situations and the bidding on everything across the board. So there are other important things now that the mayor and the city council can focus on when he gets this contract worked out. It is a go. It is a yes, but, you know, they need to work out the legalities and everything. I had the pleasure of meeting our new city attorney a few weeks ago when I attended a city council meeting. It had been a long time since I attended a city council meeting a few weeks ago. So a big shout out to our new city attorney, Mr. Drew Martin, and his team. I even met one of his other colleagues in the office also. So, yay! Thank you all for the prayers, because we definitely have been praying. Yes, indeed. And even when I was at that meeting a few weeks ago, they expressed how they really wanted to reach an agreement. And I hear that it was a reluctant agreement, but yay! It was 4-3 votes. So yay. So my apologies, there was a technical difficulty happened. So my apologies, we were just cut off. So my apologies for that glitch. But yes. Thank you all for your prayers that you all, and you all don't have to see it on the national news again, how we are dealing with the garbage crisis. And I did receive a newsletter from Jackson Water also. So I definitely will share that information also, because many of you do ask and inquire about what's going on here. So, you know, besides what you see in the news, and right after this presidential election season, next year is still election season for many of us, right? So definitely here in Jackson, Mississippi, because We have the mayoral election, city council, and other local elections happening in 2025. So we're constantly in election season, right? Election mode. So that is the news regarding. That's a lot of news happening. So a lot of news. But it's a lot of information to share from this article. So, and you're welcome to call. Remember, the new number is 563-999-3426. The new call-in number is 563-999-3426. And remember, it is the 13th year, birthday month, the Culture Shock Entertainment Report right here with the BTR family. Thank you so much to the owners and the staff and fellow podcasters for your love and your support. Big shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team, and many others, those that inspired me to even start back in the day in 2011 to create Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here. Thank you for your love and support, and every guest, every caller, even the pranksters. Thank you for calling in, guest hosts, co-hosts, artists, business people. Even had a Facebook friend to call in suicidal. You all remember that? And whew, praise God. Well, I was the only one on, and was able to talk him out of doing that. Whew, caught me off guard that day. Oh, my God. But thank you. Even my mother, who's my number one cheerleader, number one fan, and loves you all. She was a fan of you all, the listening audience. I thank my mother in heaven for her inspiration and encouragement and even being a part of the broadcast also. And also suggesting some of the topics and music that I should play. Also, I don't joke when I say my mother was my co-producer. Seriously. But thank you all for your love and support. Email at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENTmedia@gmail.com. The other email address is still good, but KULTRESHOKENTmedia@gmail.com. And the Cash App is Beth, BETH, Be True, BTRU, Culture, KULTURE, Shock without the C, SHOK. Thank you again for your love and your support.
Keep looking.
Spring Rain. I like that song. Thank you so much, Free Music Archives, for that beautiful song. I mean, we have a global audience, so it's important to play our international artists also. So I like that. It's the Spring Rain. I was looking for spring theme songs, and this song just caught me, and so I quickly put it on the playlist. So if you have any music, any new music, artists, bands, poets, comedians, would love to have a show showcasing comedians, please email CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT, media@gmail.com, and also you can contact me on social media. But this is an article from PC Mag, and it's from January, and it's regarding the best travel apps for 2024, you know, for travel or for staycation. Find flight deals, book vacations, homes, reserve camping sites, and know where to pull off the road with the travel apps. So, from the time you start thinking about your next destination to the moment your feet hit the welcome mat back home, having the right travel apps make the whole experience smoother and less stressful. They help you know where to find, and I might have to do part two because there are many apps. They help you know where to find reliable ATM while on a road trip and which restaurants are tourist prep. They keep your itinerary organized, alert you of good deals on flights, and even help you find a last-minute hotel room. Should you use aggregator apps to book travel? In this list of the best travel apps are server aggregator apps such as Expedia, Hotwire, Kayak, Orbitz, and a few others. An aggregator is a website or app that searches across many providers to help you compare prices and details for flights, hotels, car rentals, and sometimes even train and bus tickets. Aggregators are very good at helping you research options, but I don't recommend, this is what the writer is saying, I don't recommend booking travel through them, especially for flights. Yes, you can sometimes get a good price, but having a middleman makes much harder, if not impossible, to deal directly with the airline, hotel, or car rental company if something goes wrong. Instead, use the aggregator to compare your options. I do that. And I think Cousin Linda like to do hers directly. But let her speak for herself, though. And then book directly with the provider. It's much easier, but when we international travel, she's the expert at that one. It is much easier that way to add a cancellation policy. Purchase a changeable ticket and discuss solutions, including getting reimbursed. If any problems come up, only book through an aggregator app. If you're comfortable not talking directly to the provider if a problem arises. With that in mind, here are the best travel apps to pack before your next trip. So, Google Travel. I know you're not surprised with that. Under the umbrella name Google Travel are a few great resources. Take, for example, Google Flights. There's no mobile app, but the website flights.google.com helps you research and compare flight options. It doesn't let you buy tickets directly, however. That's why we classify it as a planning app, not one for booking. In any event, these search tools are the best for getting a quick estimate of what a flight might cost or how long it will take. Google Travel, some of you are saying Google Travel. Google Travel has other tools. Google, you know, Google is everything. Google Maps. That, you know, Google Maps, we use that for traveling and staycations. Google Travel has other tools for researching destinations too, such as recommended things to do and hotel reviews. Hopper is an app you definitely want to use while you're planning a trip and before you buy any tickets. The mobile-only app tracks flight prices and gives you clear advice on the best time to buy. including through notifications when the price drops. What makes this travel app valuable is its level of detail. It doesn't just tell you to wait to buy your ticket, but it gives you a date when the price will likely rise. You can book through Hopper, too, with a commission fee of a few dollars. Road trippers, find an interesting places to stop during a road trip with the appropriate name, Road Trippers. With this app and website, you can explore a map of the U.S. and Canada with some coverage for Mexico, too, that has usual roadside attractions, museums, amusement parks, campsites, restaurants, and more. When you find a site, like, just add it to your trip, and Road Trippers draws your route accordingly. A free Road Trippers account limits you to having one safe trip at a time with only 3 stops. The price of paid membership also went up recently, and there are new tiers of service to choose from, too, starting at basic for $35.99 per year, 3 safe trips, 20 stops per trip, and a few other perks. For all features, you need a premium membership, which costs $59.99 per year and lets you create unlimited trips of up to 150 stops, have online maps, and use a few features specific to RV travel. That's what I want to do. I want to visit all the states that I can in an RV or, you know, a mobile home. TripCase. TripCase is a free app that helps you to organize your trip by making an itinerary for you. The itinerary can include flights, accommodations, rental cars, restaurant reservations, and more. To make an itinerary, you forward travel confirmation emails to TripCase, and the app does the rest. The next time you launch the app or log into the website, a complete chronological lineup of your trip is waiting for you. You can manually add details too. The result is similar to what you get from TripIt, but the method of collecting the information is different. So I did post it on my newest Facebook page, and thank you. So many of you have sent me friend requests to my second. I have another original Bethany Williams, and then I have another, my newest one, with the microphone in the smaller picture, and I'm in the bigger picture, and all that. TripIt. It is similar to TripCase in creating an organized itinerary for you, but TripIt builds your travel plans by sniffing out confirmation emails in your inbox and pulling out the most important information. If you don't want to give TripIt access to your email, you can use the app by forwarding emails to it instead or manually entering details. But that's not the point of the app. If you're disorganized and haggard with your travel details, TripIt might do a lot of good. Yeah. Airbnb. Airbnb helps you find a place to crash with a simple room in someone's home or luxurious beachfront property. The site also offers other kinds of bookings for travel, such as tours, classes, and workshops. Oh, I like to take classes and workshops. Whether you use Airbnb to find a place to sleep or for inspiration about what to do on your next trip, you're guaranteed to see big, beautiful photographs of it all. Booking.com, yeah, I did get. Booking.com is a site for booking accommodations. I use it. Flights, car rentals, airport, taxis, tours, and attractions. It's best known for helping you find great hotel rooms around the world that fit all your needs at the right price. Booking.com is a part of Booking Holdings Incorporated, which also owns Kayak, Priceline.com, Agoda, Rentalcars.com, and OpenTable.com. So you may notice some similarities among these services. Yes, I have noticed those, and I'm not surprised. Wow. Culture Trip. Culture Trip was once an app and a site for reading about travel destinations, but it has expanded to now primarily offer package tours. Search for the country or region you want to explore, and Culture Trip dishes up multi-day trips to your destination of choice, like an 8-day trekking adventure through Patagonia or a safari through Kenya and Tanzania. You book these package tours directly through the app or website. Culture Trip also has plenty of recommendations and magazine-like articles, too. Okay, Expedia. Expedia is an all-in-one travel aggregator search and purchase site, also sometimes called a fare aggregator site. In other words, you can search for flight, accommodations, and car rentals across many providers to get the best option. You purchase or reserve your travel details right from Expedia, not the airline, hotel, or other provider. Expedia is part of Expedia Group, which also owns Hotwire.com, Orbit, Travelocity, Trivago, among other travel aggregators. You may notice similarities among these services too. Yes, I have noticed. Hotels.com. As the name suggests, Hotels.com is a search and booking site for accommodations, though it isn't just for hotel rooms. The site also has vacation homes, bed and breakfast, yummy, motels, and apartments you can explore and book. Hotels.com is part of Expedia Group and shares similarities with some of its sister brands, such as Hotwire.com, Orbitz, and others. Warning that the mobile app for Hotels.com can be fickle when a U.S. user accesses it from abroad. You may end up in a localized version of the site that doesn't price things in English or isn't even in English. Hotel Tonight. I like Hotel Tonight. Some people, myself included, panic at the notion of having to book a hotel room at the last minute. But travelers ready to fly by the seat of their pants, there's Hotel Tonight. This travel app specializes in selling same-day hotel reservations, often at seat discount. It has options to book in advance, too, but the best deals are same-day bookings. Hotwire. Hotwire is one of the brands owned by Expedia Group. It's a travel aggregator search and purchase site, much like Expedia itself. The web version is a one-stop shop for finding flights, hotels, and car rentals. The mobile app does only hotels and rental cars, no flights. You can search for one, two, or all three of those travel needs and reserve or purchase them directly from the site. So I'm getting the 90-minute warning that the 90-second warning that the show will conclude in 90 seconds, but then I still have like an extra 10 minutes. So I'm going to continue on. But this is a long list, so it will be a part two on tomorrow doing Friday. Hopefully Cousin Linda will be with us then. Kayak. Kayak is another all-in-one travel search site, though it doesn't let you book anything directly. Instead, Kayak sends you off to other places where you finalize your travel deals, whether that's another aggregator, an airline, or a rental car agency. Kayak covers hotel stays, rental cars, train and bus tickets, and travel experiences. It has some handy tools for exploring destinations based on flight prices for the dates you want to travel. Kayak is part of Booking Holdings Incorporated, which also includes Booking.com, Priceline.com, Agoda.com, and Rentalcars.com. Kayak also operates other meta search brands, including Swoodoo, Check, Felix, Momondo, Cheap Flights and Hotels Combined, and Monday. Orbitz. Orbitz is a search aggregator for flights, hotels, rental cars, as well as cruises. When you bundle more than one purchase together, such as a flight and hotel stay, you may be able to get a discount or at least a good price by booking directly through Orbitz. Orbitz is part of Expedia Group, Incorporated, which also owns Expedia.com, Hotels.com, Hotwire.com, Travelocity, Trivago, among other travel sites. Priceline. Priceline is another mega travel search app for flights, hotels, rental cars, and like Orbitz cruises. If you bundle more than one purchase together, such as a flight and hotel stay, you may be able to get a discount. Priceline is part of Booking Holdings Incorporated, which also owns Booking.com, Kayak, Agoda, and rental cars. Don't be surprised if you notice similarities among them. Hey, Bentley, one of my dogs just walked up. Rumor Travel. What should you do when you prepaid for a hotel and you suddenly have to cancel your trip? Download Rumor or go to rumortravel.com/sale. This app and website is a marketplace for prepaid hotel stays. Rumor can help you recoup money that might otherwise be lost to the travel gods, and it can save you money if you buy a hotel reservation at a discount for someone who can't use it. You can explore hotel stays that people are trying to sell by location or date. Viator. Viator specializes in helping you book tours. When you travel to a destination where having a guide or daily itineraries would be ideal, take a look at what Viator has to offer. You'll find tours that include daily excursions as well as week-long adventures with transfers included. Note that the quantity and quality of the deals varies dramatically by destination. Vrbo. Vrbo, which apparently stands for Vacation Rentals by Owners, started out as a booking site for vacation homes. It has expanded a little and now includes not only houses, but also apartments, cabins, cottages, and villas. Vrbo's close competitor is probably Airbnb, though Vrbo doesn't offer rooms within someone's private home or B&Bs. The site is owned by Expedia Group Incorporated, but is quite different from any other travel site in that catalog. Wonder You. Do you want to search for, compare, and buy tickets for buses and trains with the same ease that you do flights? Wonder You is the app you need. This aggregator and comparison app includes methods of transportation that other sites skip, namely trains and buses. You can also use it for flights, car rentals, and hotels, but it starts with buses and trains, and that's still what sets it apart from competitors. Use it for journeys serviced by Amtrak and Megabus, bus and other ground services. That's awesome. Glamping Hub. Find yourself a furnished, outfitted safari cabin or a simple bell tent for your next getaway on Glamping Hub. This site lets you book unique outdoor accommodations, and it's ideal for people who love the great outdoors but don't own any of the gear. Harvest Host. Harvest Host is an app and online membership program that connects people with self-contained RVs to scenic places where they can park the night for free, such as farms, breweries, and distilleries. The hitch is you won't have access to any hookups, so it's only for RVs that have their own water and sewage systems. Memberships start at $99 per year for unlimited stays, but each stay is one night only. Plan rates up to $179 per year for all access, which adds access to golf courses where you can park for the night and other perks. And so a big shout out to my new work family also. You all, I mentioned you all that I am working with a company, and many of you in the charity golf world know about Dixon Golf. So I am a tournament consultant with Dixon Golf and also a brand ambassador rep. I will be making on-course appearances with my Dixon challenges also. When I was talking about glamping, I was thinking about my A-ball coach. She and her husband, they are campers, but look, they have everything, all their gear. But they are definitely glampers. And true hardcore campers. Hip Camp. With Hip Camp, you can find public parks as well as private land. So as private land where you can pitch a tent or sleep the night in one that's already set up for you. The site lets you find and book tent camping spots, RV parks, cabins, tree houses, and glamping. It works in the U.S. as well as Australia, Canada, France, in the UK. PitchUp. At PitchUp, you can find and book campgrounds, RV parks, and other tenting and glamping accommodations. I really want to go camping. It's a lot of camping here in Mississippi and, you know, Texas. It's a lot of camping. Filters help you find a location based on whether you're bringing your own equipment or want more of a full-service experience. PitchUp also has lodges and cabins to book for those who aren't quite ready to sleep in the great outdoors. The site covers North and South America, plus Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and a few spots in Africa. That covers a lot globally. Tinder. The name may seem like a play on Tinder or perhaps Grindr, but Tinder is for tenting and dating, not dating, similar to Airbnb, not for campsites and outdoors accommodations. Tinder, T-E-N-T-R-R, covers much of the lower 48 states in Puerto Rico. The Dirt, like other camping and glamping apps, The Dirt, D-Y-R-T, helps you find places to camp for the night, whether it's an RV park or a campsite. What makes The Dirt a little different, it offers a pro membership, $35.99 per year, that adds offline maps and cell service, free campgrounds and other necessities. Free campgrounds, that's good. Happy camping. Vegetarians or vegans and anyone looking for a healthy meal option after eating out for several days in a row will appreciate Happy Cow. This app and website helps you find restaurants, cafes, health food stores, and other places to get a meat-free meal. The recommended places are not exclusively vegan or vegetarian, but they should all have at least a few options that are meatless, you know, vegetarian. Lonely Planet, known as a publisher of travel guidebooks, also has a great website and app where you can explore your next travel destination. You can expect gorgeous photos alongside these recommendations for an inspiring service. Rick Steves Audio Europe, travel writer and unrelatedly longtime marijuana legalization advocate, Rick Steves has an app for European travels with dozens of audio files. Some give you background information on a particular city or region, while others are audio guides for navigating popular sites. The writer said that she listened to some of his Rome content while viewing the Sistine Chapel and again when walking around the Roman Colosseum. If you are traveling to any of the top destinations in Europe, download this free app and consider listening to some of the segments while planning what to see and do or for a guided walking tour while you're there. TripAdvisor, yes. Cousin Linda and I both love TripAdvisor. And wow, I was the top 20% of this region as in sharing reviews. And she said she was in the top two, top also. TripAdvisor, sometimes people have to go, but they've changed it. I will start back doing reviews. TripAdvisor, sometimes people have to go to the unexpected places that they didn't choose, like for a wedding or a business trip. Oh, the writer states that when she didn't know anything about her destination, she turns to TripAdvisor. It's one of the most comprehensive online sources for travelers with background information about different cities and regions, plus highlights of what to see and do. You can read reviews of hotels, restaurants, and activities written by members of the TripAdvisor community, as well as the photos that are uploaded so you know what to expect before you arrive. TripAdvisor has relationships with various booking sites, too, which means once you finish researching hotels or restaurants, you can usually reserve them. Yelp. When you're in a new location and need a quick recommendation, Yelp comes in handy. It gives insight into the quality of business and services, from restaurants to mechanics based on user reviews. Reviews can certainly be biased at times, but Yelp often at least lets you get a sense of what to expect, as people will often contribute photos, menus, prices, and other key information about businesses you may need while you're traveling. In some locations, Yelp also lets you make reservations for restaurants and other services directly through the site and app. Zomato. If you live in the U.S., there's a good chance you've never heard of Zomato. In some countries, however, it's more popular than Yelp, and it covers the same ground. Zomato, so many of you listeners all around the world probably use Zomato. Zomato is a crowdsourced review site, mostly for restaurants. In some regions, you can order, deliver food through Zomato, too. AllTrails. AllTrails is a mobile app and website that helps you get outdoors. It has lists of trails for hiking and walking around the world with pictures, maps, and directions to trailheads. You can download trail maps offline if you sign up for the pro version of the service for $35.99 per year. It is a great resource for quickly finding the best places to be outside when you're in an unfamiliar area. Converter. The free Converter app is fantastic for converting currencies. It has a clear interface and it lets you see multiple currencies in one view. Converter Plus offers other types of conversions that travelers sometimes need too, such as Celsius to Fahrenheit, kilometers to miles, liters to ounces, and vice versa. Gas Buddy. On driving road trips, Gas Buddy helps you find gas by location and price, but be careful of it collecting and selling information about you. It works in a real time on your phone, but that's where you will run into privacy issues. So we recommend using Gas website instead, which takes a tiny bit of planning ahead. It's available in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. And Google Maps. My number one go-to app is Google Maps, the writer says. On the ground, it shows you where you are and how to get to where you need to go, whether by foot, public transit, car, or bicycle. Yeah, I love Google Maps. I think most of us do. Google Maps is usually helpful when you want to explore what's around, including hotels, restaurants, and gas stations. Often, the listing for sites and businesses include hours of operation, photos, and other details. You can save places on your map by adding icons, stars, hearts, and so on. Best of all, Google Maps lets you save maps offline so that you won't get lost even when you don't have service. So we have more to discuss. So I will stop right here. Google Maps. And we have more to talk about on tomorrow. Because I could go on and on, but then the show might get cut off because we only have a couple more. We only have a couple more minutes. We only have a couple more minutes of live broadcast. So, again, I thank you for your love and your support as we continue to celebrate our 13th. Birthday month here with the BTR family and community. Thank you so much for your support. If you've been with us since the beginning, since day one, or if you are a newbie, you are definitely appreciated, and I am very grateful for your love and your support. And remember to save the number, call in. Call in whenever we're live on air, chat in the chat room. The new call-in number. That's why I stressed it, because it's a different number than before we went on hiatus. 563-999-3426. 563-999-3426. That's the new call-in number. So thank you so much for tuning in to Travel Thursday. What do I want to leave with you today? Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. I'm believing in you. And I thank you for believing in me. Let's believe in ourselves. Let's believe in ourselves and make this world a better place. You know, let's focus on love and not hate. Let's focus on our commonalities. You know, let's agree to disagree. But most of all, let's promote love. Let's promote love. Love ourselves more. Care for ourselves more. Be kind to ourselves. Be kinder to ourselves and be kind to one another. So believe in yourself. Let's believe in each other.
Because I need you. Once you cleanse me.